When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Swallow your pride, there's nowhere to hide. What would you decide when it's on the line? Would just do or die? Would you compromise? Or would you stand through the storm and roll with the tide? Would you be the one to fight or the one to hide? You can never touch the sky if you don't try to fly. Rocky roads, but we stayed unshakable. Been through it all and we still unbreakable.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Reborn Podcast today. I have a fiery guest that I'm so excited to bring on, someone that I've actually had the pleasure and the opportunity to, I met Diva Richards probably like 4 or 5 years ago at the Arnold. She walked up to me. I was in the middle of appearance. She like, we're going to find the video, but this whole story and just the fire that this girl has, it's so motivating, and I'm really excited, to share with you our podcast today. Diva, she's a life coach, she's a motivational speaker, a podcaster, and she's the founder and the CEO of Hard Work, No Excuses. She has successfully coached hundreds of small to medium-sized businesses, entrepreneurs, utilizing her patented Do Work method, which focuses on strategic thinking, leadership, problem solving, communication, and just overall productivity. But listen to this, guys. Even if you don't have, if you don't need any business coaching, there are so many nuggets for you to take away on today's show. And I'm really excited to introduce my guest today on the Reborn Podcast, Miss Diva. Welcome to the Reborn Show, girl. Let's bring her on. Yo, yo, what's up, girl? My gosh. How's it going?
Oh my God. How are you?
I'm tired.
I can imagine.
I did the most cardio today than I've done in my entire prep. I did 50 minutes, 5-0.
Wait, you got that? Am I allowed to curse on your show?
Yeah, girl. Freaking full send.
All right, just checking. All right, yo, you got that fucking lean?
Yeah. So I right now I am currently 123, 124. I'm the smallest I've ever been.
Well, no, I know. I was looking at you. That's why this morning I was like, what?
Dude. Yeah, I saw your comment on my story of my legs just walking to the mirror like freaking Godzilla. Jeez Louise. I have to thank my mom for that. Thank you, mother, for the legs. Anyways, enough about me. I have missed your face so much.
No, I know. Like, it was no expos for like 2 years.
I know.
And like, shit just got real weird.
Weird. When did we meet? How many years ago?
Oh my God. I'm actually looking at a picture. I got a picture of you on my wall, you and a couple other people. Oh my God. Boo, it's probably been like 5 years.
Wow. 5 years. That was at the Arnold Classic up in Ohio?
Yeah.
It was
the first time we met.
Yeah, I remember because you donated a bunch of money to, I was getting ready for something. I was getting ready for something in Haiti.
Haiti. You were about to do the big run.
The run around Haiti. And yes. Diva comes up and, you know, and you guys have caught on, like, Diva's loud. Like, you know, Diva is, I mean, it's just the energy, so much good energy and vibes from this girl. She comes up to me. I don't know what I was doing, but you were like, yo, girl. And you donated a bunch of money to the kids, and yeah, I had not even started my run around Haiti, and you believed in me before I even took my first step. And look, 5 years later, we're still connected.
Hell yeah, man! That was a big deal though, Ash. That was like, I remember I was watching you because we met. Let me see, I met you probably 2018. First time I think we met in person was at an expo. It was like either 2018 or 2017. Cause I remember one time I sent you the picture. I was like, yo, look at this shit. Like, it was crazy. So I had always been watching you, and I thought it was dope that like you always just, you know, you constantly giving back.
Thanks.
And using your body as like the medium to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I really do.
Wild shit. And I love it.
Yeah, I really do. I do feel like that God gives each of us gifts, right? He gives us a gift, and I want to honor that gift every single day. I may not be perfect. I'm not perfect, but I strive to be the very best steward for him on this journey. And if that is using the God-given talent that he has given me to use my social media platform to do some sort of good in this world.
No, you do. And I think that's why we connected. Because I was like,
yes.
Like, I like people like that. Because, you know, the fitness shit is so, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of real and there's a lot of fake. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's a box. It's a box, and I don't plan to live in it, you know, just like you. So how, as you know, you're a motivational speaker.
Yes.
You help build businesses. I want to talk about, how did you become Diva? How did you get to where you are and to have the voice and the platform and the coaching strategies that you have today to be able to just help others?
You know what? Life. Somebody asked me that recently. It was like, how are you qualified? I said, you know how you learn? Experience. You start going through shit. Like, let's be honest, Ashley, you got a bunch of businesses too, right? It's like, how do you know this isn't going to work? Life.
Yeah.
I failed a lot. And I started to put a lot of that together to help a lot of, I mostly work with small to mid-sized businesses, but I'm like, yo, don't do this, do this. This will work, this won't. Call this person. Like, that's shit I wish I had. I didn't have that. I like crashed and burned.
Right.
I didn't have a network or a support system or a mentor to kind of guide me through my processes. And then, you know, with the speaking, ever since I was just a trainer, I was already doing it. Like, I was known for that. It was like, I would walk in the gym and I'm like, what's wrong? Like, let's go get your shit together. Come on. You got like, I was always there. And I think as I've gotten older, it's just become more refined and developed, but it was always there. So now I get the pleasure of traveling and speaking to people and reminding them of their greatness and their purpose and teaching people to be free thinkers and not be sheep. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So where does that passion come from to like help others? Where does that like that leadership inside of you, Diva, of like wanting to mentor? And do you find that it's like mainly younger females that you're kind of drawn towards to help mentor? Or is it a good mix? Or
I get a mix. I tell people all the time, a lot of people, I get 50-50. It's men and women. Mm-hmm. And I want to help people because I know what it's like not to have that support. And when I got to a point where I did start to get support, it was awesome. Like the people who were in my life weren't necessarily family. They were just random people who stepped up and taught me and educated me and guided me. And I'm like, damn, if I can do that for people, that's what I want to do. That's actually what I do for my staff. I got a bunch of young trainers that I've had for like 5 years now. And one of my mission statements when I opened my business was, I want to help young trainers create their own businesses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to show you how to make money. Mm-hmm. And all of them in here, you could ask anyone and they'd be like, no, Dee, she showed us. Like, I show them daily and I guide them because I want them to win.
Yeah.
I want them to win. Like, no hate. I want people to win. Right. And I think a lot of people don't genuinely want that. They say they want that. Because, you know, once you start doing better than people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know how that goes. You start doing better than people and they don't want to mess with you no more.
Yeah.
No. Now you're not a team. Now you're competition. And the truth of the matter is, if everybody's winning, there is no competition. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. But, yeah, I want people to win. I want people to fucking win. I want to win.
What is some advice that you would give somebody like that's, I think the whole like training thing, I mean, it's so competitive. it's so competitive and in a field where, I mean, it's such a rewarding field to be in, right? You're literally able to change lives every single day. You know, much more in depth than just going to the doctor and just getting on some medication to make everything okay. You know, exercise is a medicine.
Hello. 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 You got to say that shit again. They ain't hearing you, ass. Tell them what exercise.
Exercise is medicine.
It is. It is. And coming out of the bullshit we just came out of where they tried to act like exercise wasn't medicine was crazy. Right.
Yeah, it's like, wake up. Wake up.
Yo,
you got to start taking control of your life, being fully responsible of the decisions that you make and how you take care of your body and whether you choose to or not.
Yo, that's it. The power of choice. The power of choice.
So these young trainers coming up that you're guiding and you're mentoring, how do you instill that? Just that work ethic and that hunger of you know, something that I've noticed about you, Diva, over the years is you are hungry all the time. You are always, always hungry. And that is a mentality that I don't know. I mean, I question if it's teachable, especially with our younger generations that we have. So how are you coming in as like this just boss leader? How are you able to help mentor and build up these younger kids or just younger at their craft to really, truly be lit on fire for what they're doing?
I lead by example. Like they see it. Like even though I travel a lot now, but they see it. So if I'm in here and I don't train as much as I used to, but I still have a couple people. Like if I'm in here training and doing podcasts and webinars and traveling and teaching and speaking, like, they're like, damn, okay. Like, this is the level. No, this is the level. Like, you know, because this generation, they're so fucked.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
Traumatizing. They're so fucked. Like, they got this, like, they think they're going to do everything quick and fast. And everything is like, how can I do this and work less? When really it should be, how can I get there and work more? Like, they're so worried about doing less, they haven't even started the process. Like, they haven't even begun the grind. They're like trying to skip the grind to get to the gratification. It's like, what are you doing? So with everybody selling them all this quick shit and, you know, social media, thank God when we were like younger, we didn't have to deal with that.
But amen.
So I'm thinking like, everything's quick. So the beauty of it is this. They see what I do day in and day out. They see what I sacrifice day in and day out. I come in here some days, they can tell, they like, boss, you ain't sleep. Nope. I had to finish something. Or I'm working on something for the gym. Or I'm trying to get us a contract for the gym. Like, no, I have not slept. Because this is important to me. You guys are important to me. And this is what I'm willing to do to get it. Now, there'll come a time where I can chill out, but this ain't it. This just ain't it. I want more. I want more. And I like people who want the same. Like, I fucking watch you all the time. I'm like, yo, she be getting it. Like, I like that. Like, you getting it. I watch the freaking Rock. I'm like, I love him because he's getting it. You should think he should be content right now.
Nope.
And my man's like, I want more. We can't teach that. We can't. People either want it or they don't. But through our actions and our examples, the people who are supposed to connect with us are going to connect. Hence, here you and I are. Hence, here this is where we are. So
tell me a little bit more about your gym that you have, the Hard Work No Excuse Fitness Facility.
Yeah.
I want to know, where is this at? And can people come train with, like, if somebody wanted to come into your gym, energy, how, like, where is your gym located? And what type of facility is it?
It's awesome. So my gym is in South Jersey, Marlton, New Jersey. I'm 20 minutes from Philly. It's a hybrid facility. So we do offer classes, like functional classes, a lot of mixed medium things. Nothing is straight. We're very into, you know, all sorts of strong man hit. We do a lot of races. Everybody here is freaking. These kids are in the Spartan races. I got a young group. All they do is freaking DECA and tribe and all this other shit.
Nice.
They get it in Everybody here wants to be strong. Everybody here considers themselves an athlete, even if they don't compete in a sport. No, we're not like CrossFit. We don't just have racks everywhere. We have a full service gym with machines. Yes, Olympic lifting platforms, boxing. I teach a lot of the boxing stuff here. Like,
that's cool.
You can come here and do whatever you want. Mm. It's a very awesome place. You can come here and do whatever you want to like improve your fitness. That's why it's called hard work, no excuses. Like legit, what's your excuse? Everything is here. Shower, saunas, locker, everything is here. Microwave, everything is here. Lounge. There is no reason for you to mess up. I'm giving you the tools. I want you to win. So that was the whole mindset behind building and setting up the gym. I want people, literally, when you walk in, the first thing you see is leave your excuses here. It's a big thing on the wall when you come in the front door. Like, set the tone, get to work, stop bullshitting, get on your grind. And people come in with that. And the whole environment is like that. Different shapes, sizes, body types, but everybody's working. Nothing matters but the work. I don't give a fuck if you're gay, straight, black, white. None of that shit matter.
That's
just
right.
Do the work. You know what I'm saying?
Today's episode of Reborn is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. I will never forget whenever I had my first son, Trip. And I was living in a place at the time where I didn't have any family around. My mom flew out and helped me in the beginning. I was grateful and fortunate enough to have her help in the beginning once I, you know, brought my first newborn son home. And I remember after my mom left, I remember thinking like, wow, I'm all alone here. Like, you know, like how do you know what you're supposed to do, right? It's, you know, you all of a sudden have this child and a new parent, and there's a lot of questions that come up, and there can be some hard times and some hard adjustments as well. And this is why I want to talk to you about BetterHelp and what they offer. Now, I know a lot of times, and specifically speaking about new moms, but really at any point in our life, when we just feel really overwhelmed, BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient, it's secure, and it's accessible anywhere. And the best part is, guys, is it's 100% online. All right, guys, the holiday season is upon us. And I know that whether you're a new mom or, you know, it's been a rough year, it's been a rough couple years, everybody truly deserves to feel their best, especially during the holidays. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. So BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service. They have matched millions of people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists and are 100% available online. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, more accessible, and it's more affordable, guys. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match yourself with a therapist. And guess what? If things aren't clicking, you can move to a new therapist at any time and start building the relationship with your therapist that you need. It really couldn't be any more simpler. So there's no waiting rooms. There's no traffic. There's no endless searching for the right therapist. Go ahead and reach out to them, guys, and get the help that you need, especially during the holiday season. So go visit BetterHelp. It's BETTER, BetterHelp, HELP.com/reborn, REBORN, and get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, BetterHelp, HELP.com/reborn. Dude, that's what I love about fitness. You know, like it truly, truly unites us. It literally doesn't matter about where you've been. It doesn't matter where you're going. It doesn't matter your race, like nothing, your religion. You're in there for one purpose, and that is to get better. That is to break yourself down.
Yes.
To build yourself back up stronger.
Hell yeah. It's like,
and that is what I love about fitness and training. What is your philosophy for around the new year then? You have a bunch of new people coming in, because it sounds like well, your training facility obviously sounds like my like type of jam. I'd be in there all day. You'd be having to kick me out. What's your philosophy for bringing people in? Or, you know, if somebody's like, okay, I'm ready. You know, I've been bringing a lot of intensity to my social media platform. I've been bringing the heat, and like, you know, I see it like kind of just, I see other people around me like, you know, it's brewing, it's coming. So if somebody's like, dude, I am ready to just go all in, but they're a little intimidated to walk into a training facility like yours, because there's more and more of them out there. That's the type of facility that I love, the hybrid facilities where you can do anything. Yeah. But I find that some people are really intimidated by that sort of stuff. Do you have any like philosophies of bringing people in, like on both like a gym ownership side? And then I would also love to hear like on the other side of the person like kind of coming in. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So when I bring people in, like as a owner, the conversation is simply this. They'll come, they'll walk in, especially, you know, with female clients. Male clients don't really give a shit. They're like, do you have a squat rack? Do you have a bench? Like, dudes don't care. But women are like, I don't know, I'm scared. And I'll show them, I'll be like, oh, look around. Everybody's working. She may be 250, she's 125. Everybody's working. Everybody's working. It's not going to be crowded. Nobody's judging you. All you got to do is show up and we'll do the rest. You know, and then I kind of like, okay, the one thing, the compliment I get a lot here, and I'm so grateful, is that people come in and they're like, I'm so comfortable here.
Mm.
Like people who are like, I don't like big box gyms. Like they, you know, people creep me out. I say, ain't nobody going to do that here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if they do, come grab me. I'll kick them the fuck out quick. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That we can fix that quick. I'm here. And then on a personal side, it's a little tough love. So mm-hmm. like I had this client, I'll never forget, she joined a gym probably a couple years ago. And she like came in and she was super timid and she's in my office. And I could tell she had some fucking anxiety. And I just sat her down and I was like, what's wrong? She was like, I'm just scared. She's like, what if I go in and work out and I pass out? Right? Like literally that was her answer. And I looked at her dead ass assy. I was like, yo, nobody gives a fuck about you. And she just looked at me. She was like, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what makes you so special that you think everybody in this fucking gym cares what you about to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then she just kind of sat there and she was like, I don't know. I said, exactly. So what you worried about it for? I said, get in here and get to work. And it's funny. Now she's a fucking workhorse. I love her. She's like, she's a rock star. She's doing all sorts of stuff. But just that moment of the reality check for people, like, yo, ain't nobody looking at you.
Yeah.
That's people say it's insecurity. No, you think you're fucking special. You think everybody's looking at you because you're here and you're like, oh, this is my first day. Nobody's looking at you.
Nobody cares. They just care
about you. They really don't.
Yeah, dude. The intimidation factor though, even whenever, I mean, I'm a seasoned pro, like going to different gyms, but even for myself, walking into a new space, it can be intimidating. So going into the New Year's, like you guys don't worry about that. Know like the, you know, just get in there, whatever your goals are. Don't let the fear of just being in a new environment intimidate you or hold you back from reaching your goals. Because before you know it, that new environment is going to become your home. And those people who are strangers, they're going to become your family. And they're going to help you if you stick with it. And if you become a part of a community, they'll help you get from point A, where you're at right now, to the point B. But you have to open up and you have to put yourself in situations where you're like, okay, I'm going to go train with these people. This is the community. This is the environment that I want to be in. And I'm stepping it up and I'm achieving my goals this year.
Yeah, for real. Newbies should never be scared. Like the gym is a safe space. They're your occasional assholes, but the gym is a safe space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to the new people, one, don't wait till January. Go now.
Go now.
Don't wait. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I'm not knocking your resolution, but what are you waiting for? Go now.
Yeah.
Start. Because you're going to waste 6 weeks of I'm going to wait when you could be making progress.
What other projects and stuff do you have going on? You have the podcast?
Yo, so I have the podcast, which I love. So most of it literally is motivation, improvement, you know, self-improvement, empowerment. And then there's a lot, I talk a lot about just, I don't necessarily say, I'm not going to say politics per se, because it's not really that. It's more about people just fucking thinking.
Like, yeah, having a brain.
Yeah, just free thinking. Because sometimes I get on there and I'm like, y'all are really missing the message here. So I remember I did an episode, which I got to do an episode because you posted something like, it was like 2 weeks ago when we were talking about how all of a sudden obesity is being accepted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm about to fucking rip into that like over the weekend. I was going to do it last night, but I was like, oh, I'll see Ashley tomorrow. I could talk to her a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, the world, like we're making it to where it's okay. And like our younger generations are seeing it. Like, I'm not stupid. They're putting this in their brain now. They want everybody to be fat and lazy. They want them to be on medication. Oh. They want them to rely on the government. Like, you don't even want to get me started. But it's just like, you guys, it's so obvious to me. And I know that I'm not that smart. And that's why I have a really hard time understanding, like, it can't be that hard to like, to not see what's going on.
But you got to remember, people function on autopilot.
Yeah.
It is so easy to not resist. And so people like you and myself and other people who I like to say are real, genuine, free thinkers, we're sitting here like, this shit don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, now when you speak out against those things, you're fat phobic. Mm-hmm. So this is the thing. I ain't worried about nobody coming at me, because you can come at me. You can come see me at Hard Work No Excuses if you ever have a conflict. Like, I ain't worried about nobody coming at me. It's whatever. I can handle mine.
We're living in a day and age right now where it's really hard. Like I'm seeing it kind of crumble all around me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering where the hard workers are. You know, I walked into I'm not going to say the business. It was a franchise a couple weeks ago. And as I was waiting to place my order, I was just looking around and there was like 10 people inside this building. Every single one of them was morbidly obese. And I'm like, dude, if there was an emergency right now, every single one of you would die.
That's how I think.
You would die. Do you want to die? Like, take care of yourself. Because if we go running, sure as hell, I'm going to outrun you.
Yo, I'm out. The zombies is eating y'all because I'm out.
But it's just like stuff like that, that I'm just like, I don't, you have one life.
That's it.
You have one opportunity to honor your body that you have been given. Have some respect for yourself.
Please. And thank you. And the wild part about it is this, right? So now we're in a space where it's like, you know, we need to accept people as they are. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. I will always accept you for who you are if you're in the process of trying to be better.
Yeah.
You not trying is not accepting you for who you are. That's mm-hmm. you copping out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a difference. So is everybody going to be built like you or like me? Absolutely fucking not. But it's no way in hell you're going to sit here and convince me that somebody who's 400 pounds is living their best life and, you know, is happy and they're eating like shit and, you know, they running around in bikinis. You want to look how you want, but nothing about that is healthy. Let's be honest. We know when bodybuilders get to a certain weight, them dudes are struggling. Mm-hmm. So you want to convince me that somebody who's 400, like I'm living my life. I can't fit in here. I can't do this. They should make it for bigger people. No, y'all got to get healthy. I'm sorry. I said what I said. Stamp that shit. I said what I said. You have to get, I'm a fitness professional. I can't co-sign on that. Self-acceptance is one thing. Yes. Self-acceptance is you looking at yourself saying, you know what? This is who I am, but I can be better. And that's the part that's missing. Nobody's trying to be better. They just staying where they at. That's bullshit, yo. That's bullshit. And with the messaging now, it's like, no, you're good. Be who you are. I want you to be who you are, but you can be better. Mm-hmm. Because now be who you are has turned into a cop-out for you ain't got to do shit. You don't have to progress. You don't have to improve. And that's where it's all like messed up. That's where it's messed up. So when you posted that, I was like, you are so right. I'm so sick of this shit. People are tripping. They tripping.
Yeah.
Be dude. Better, y'all. Be better. If you don't take nothing from this, be better. Stop copping out. Stop settling.
I just get so, I think too, Diva, it's like as a fitness professional, and I've been my weakest. I've been rock bottom. I've been there. And I know what it's like when you feel like when you get the fuck out. And when I look at all these other people, I'm like, you can reclaim your life back.
Yep.
You can take full ownership of who you are, the choices you make every single day, and you can reclaim yourself back, but you have to make a decision to do that. And ain't nobody gonna do it for you.
But that's what they're waiting for.
Well, I know. They'll be waiting a long time.
They are. Sheep. It's more, like you said earlier, it's more profitable for them to be sick. It's more profitable for them to need assistance. Like, why would the government say, hey, guys, get in shape? Why would they do that?
Right. They don't want you strong. They don't want you strong.
They don't. They want you weak. That's how you control people. That's exactly how you control people.
I want everybody who is listening to this, and I'm sure we got some people who are just fired up, like ready to go. Take that feeling of wanting to be just 1% better every single day and carry that with you throughout 2023. But you got to start now. Don't wait. Do not wait till the new year. Do not wait till it says go. You fucking got to start right now. You got to get a plan. You got to prepare and you got to just start.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's fucking it. That's it. That's it. And stop making excuses for why. Like, oh my God. Excuses for why things aren't working. Why you aren't where you want to be. You know, you got to.
What's next? What's next for you? Where can people come listen to you speak or where can people hear some of your motivational stuff?
Oh my God. All on a podcast. Do Work Podcast.
It's Do Work Podcast, guys.
Diva Richards Do Work Podcast. Diva Richards, yo, you come here and hear that shit. I know I got to talk about the obesity thing this weekend because I promised people I would address it.
Yeah, you should. It's definitely, I mean, especially going into the holidays. I mean, people are just, they're just getting darker and like further into their like a hole. No, like, we got to change that.
20 pounds in 6 weeks is the average weight gain. 20 pounds between now and January 1st. That's insane.
Don't fall into the trap, guys.
Please don't
do it.
Please don't.
So what's your legacy, Diva, that you want to leave behind? What is the purpose of all of this? What do you want to leave behind? How do you want people to remember you?
That I empowered everybody around me. That I empowered everybody around me. Like, mind you, as you grow, everybody can't come with you. Mm-hmm. But the ones that are meant to be with you, I want to bring them. I want to bring them. I want to empower everybody around me and really make sure that people know, like, yeah, I know I'm coming back to this, like, just don't be a sheep. Think for yourself. Like, think for yourself. Ask questions. Question everything. Question everything. Like, please, 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 please question everything. Don't just settle for what you're being told and sold. Question everything. I mean, the legacy is Diva leaves here and they're like, she made everybody she came in contact with better. If I can do that, I'm winning. If I can do that, I've won. It's done. It's done.
Well, I think you're already doing that, Diva. I just have to say that it is truly, truly an honor. I'm so glad that you were the crazy person that came up to me in the expo that day when I was like, what the heck is going on? She threw me a bunch of like hundreds, I think, in my face. I'm like, what's going on?
I got to find that video now. Oh my God.
Dude, please. I would love to share that.
I'm going to find it. It might still be on my feed. I'm going
to
find it.
All right. I'll have you text it to me. But anyways, girl, thank you so much for coming on the Reborn podcast. I need to see you sometime soon. I don't know if it's going to be an expo or what. I know that our paths were meant to cross on purpose 5 years ago. And you are just awesome, Diva. Keep doing your thing. And then hopefully we will connect soon in real life.
Yeah, you're the best.
You too, man.
I want to come see you. So
I know. After my show.
All right, done. Say less.
Yes, it's beginning of December. So sometime either in December or after the first of the new year.
Done. Say less.
Okay.
I'll be there.
All right, Diva. You are just so gorgeous with a beautiful soul and so much energy. I needed this. I needed this podcast today. It's just been an emotional roller coaster the past couple weeks of just everything. So thank you for being you and just being such a light to everybody.
Anything for you, girl.
Thanks, Diva. I appreciate you.
Right. Bye. Bye.
Wow, thank you guys so much for listening to the Reborn podcast today with my guest, Miss Diva Richards. I am so fired up, y'all. I am ready to go. It was such an amazing, incredible podcast. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you leave me a review, give me some feedback, and I will catch you guys next week on the Reborn podcast with the Ironclad Network. Peace.
Swallow your pride. There's nowhere to hide. What would you decide when it's on the line? Would just do or die? Would you compromise? Or would you stand through the storm and roll with the tide? Would you be the one to fight or the one to hide? You can never touch the sky, you don't try to fly. Rocky roads, but we stayed unshakable. Been through it all and we still unbreakable.